Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh, Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise you. Now make us willing to suffer. Lord, give us this consciousness to die daily and to be slaughtered all day long. Yeah, that we don't count our lives to be worth anything. We praise you for every good thing that you have prepared for us, but we also want to be willing to suffer. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Ich fand es gut, die Ermutigung heute.
I think the encouragement was very good. That we should arm ourselves with the same mind. Recently, we've been having fellowship about the whole armor of God. And being willing to suffer goes hand in hand also with being a soldier of Christ and belongs to this armor. Or, in other words, it's one of the fundamental characteristics of a good soldier. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. To be faithful unto death. Thank you, Lord. You strengthen us through your life. Lord Jesus, thank you. You're faithful and you're the one who has overcome. Thank you, Lord. You strengthen us to be faithful until death. And we don't look at ourselves. We look at you. Yeah, you have overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you for your life that is in us.
Ich bin dem Herrn sehr dankbar für
I'm very thankful to the Lord for all suffering.
Ich habe viel Freude erfahren in den Leiden.
I have experienced much joy in suffering.
Und manchmal konnten manche das gar nicht verstehen, dass ich so.
Sometimes people couldn't understand that I was so quiet and still also in all my sufferings. So it's a real exercise for me to go through sufferings. And in a certain aspect, a certain respect, I am joyful to go through sufferings. Of course, certain things bother me. But this word strengthened me to continue to go on with him. And to be slaughtered all day long and every day. We all want to enter into the kingdom, and without suffering, it's not possible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Lord, we praise you.
Herr, wir loben dich für diesen Weg bis zu der Krone des Lebens.
We praise you for this way, all the way unto the crown of life. Lord, we want to rule with you in the coming kingdom. Oh, Lord, we also want to endure today.
Die Krone des Lebens. Krone des Lebens zu erhalten haben.
Lord, we want to be those who would receive the crown of life from you.
Ja, wir danken dir, dass du den Weg auch schon vor uns gegangen bist.
Thank you that you have gone this way before us. That you endured the cross because you saw the joy that was set before you. Lord, we really want to follow you. Thank you for the example that you have left us. Thank you that you help us in all sufferings. Yeah, thank you that you bring us there in the power of your resurrection.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Amen, Lord Jesus. This evening, it's I've become more aware of this or conscious of the fact that we need to be his holy people. In our human concept, we think suffering is really difficult. But by hearing this word, there's this joy that's burning within me to see who we are and what we have been called for. That we can do what God speaks to us. And that we can understand the reality concerning suffering. Praise the Lord that we belong to him in these days. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The erste Vers.
The first verse is such a strong encouragement in Revelation 2:8, how the Lord introduces himself. In every epistle, he presents himself in certain aspects, and these aspects deal with the problems or deal with certain aspects of the church. He says he is the first and the last who was dead and came to life. And this is so decisive for us to know. The Lord is the first and he is also the last. And in certain aspects or in certain areas, sections of the word, it says that he is the first and nothing has came into being aside from him. And he will also be the end. He's the goal. And he gave himself for us. The one who has always been and the one who created all things, we have him on our side and he's even in our hearts. And if we have this consciousness, then we can read verse 10 in faith. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. We have the Lord in us. He went through so much suffering. He knows everything that's going on in this world. There's nothing that he doesn't know. And the enemy couldn't find anything in him. Yeah. We also shouldn't fear because he has overcome the world. And he also wants to overcome in us, that through him we can overcome. Amen. It says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. He also said, do not fear the one who can destroy the body. In the church in Smyrna, there were certainly those who died for him physically. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said, be faithful until death. Historically speaking, this was the period of persecution under the Roman Caesars. And many saints at that time suffered physical persecution, even unto death. But even this, we don't have to fear, because the enemy cannot do any more than destroy our physical body. But he has no more power than that. And the Lord allows it by certain people. But at the end, there is a great reward, namely to die for the Lord as a martyr. It's actually very wonderful. But the Lord says, do not fear the one who can destroy the soul. And we should really fear the Lord, not the one who can destroy our bodies, but the one who decides where our soul should go. And for this, and before him, we need this fear. And after we die, we will have to be judged. And so we shouldn't fear physical death, but judgment and the judgment of the Lord. And this is what he gave himself for us. And that's why we don't need to avoid suffering. And he doesn't want us to just die and everything is dead. And at the end, there's just death. There's only myrrh. That's not sufficient. He also presents himself as, or introduces himself as, the one who was dead and came to life. And we can experience the same thing. We can also experience death and resurrection. Our death is also very something important for us, because what has to die in us? It's the old things in us, what the Lord doesn't want to see. The old man has to die in us so that the new man can come forth, and the old nature has to come into death so that the new man can come forth. So myrrh is a picture of death. That's why myrrh also always goes hand in hand with frankincense. And he encourages us. He says, don't fear. Experience also the death so that you can also experience the resurrection. A few years ago, as the question arose, what should I do with my life? Some Christians told me, you are actually living like
There
were many Christians who actually lived like the people in the world. Okay, they told me I was living like the people in the world, and I didn't want to have any fellowship with them because I thought, well, then I'd have to leave a lot of things that I didn't want to leave behind. But the Lord led me through many afflictions where I had to let go of things, and things had to die. Addictions, things that I was dependent upon for my joy. The Lord showed me this has to die. And today, I have to say, it's such a great joy. Before, I was fearful of it. But today, I know this is the best thing that could have happened to me, because I put these things to death, and it worked such resurrection in me. As these things died in me, I got to know him in a way that I never knew him before. He became so living in me. Before, I lived a lot of days in death. I didn't think about the Lord at all. And I was really in death. But as this old life died step for step, then this new life came in resurrection. And I really treasure this. And that's why I also don't want to fear what the Lord still has prepared for me. Because I know I'm not at the goal yet, because otherwise I wouldn't be here. There's still a way that the Lord wants to go with us. And at the beginning of this year, the Lord encouraged me with Revelation 1:9 that we can partake in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. This is our portion. We also shouldn't be surprised when tribulations come. So I don't want to be afraid of the things that are coming my way, but I want to be faithful. As it says, be faithful until death. So I believe that I will experience his second coming and that I won't die before then, but I want to be ready to be faithful unto death. The Lord has tried to attack me recently to say, give up, draw back a little bit, just don't do anything. But then the Lord reminded me, be faithful. And he reminded me of everything that he has already given to me and to us. Sometimes we have the attitude, oh, it's not worth it, and or I'm maybe okay now, and I don't want to continue, and I don't want to give myself to the Lord. I had this attitude, and then the Lord said, look at everything I have done for you. Look at everything that I have brought you out of. This is not to be taken for granted. It's really His grace and His gift that He has brought me to this point, that He has freed me from sin and death. And I owe it to Him to be faithful unto death. And I really consecrated myself to the Lord. I want to be faithful unto death. Even I have tribulation, and I have it in my soul. I have the tendency to just be distraught by it all, but I don't want to be led astray by my feelings, but I want to endure and to take all the tribulations and tests and trials and sufferings from you. I want to receive the crown of life, and I don't want to give up until I am at the goal together. I want to see that all of us get this crown, that all of us endure, and that we don't draw back, that none of us fear, but we want to be faithful until death so that we can receive the crown of life. And it's really worth it to pour out everything for the Lord. Even if it's uncomfortable things. One time the Lord woke me up at night and said, take the time to pray. And this is really a pouring out. It's related or connected to death. But through this prayer, the Lord was able to do a lot and was able to move a lot. And this is the drink offering that He wants to see. He poured out His life for us. And many apostles poured out their lives, did not love their soul lives, but they gave themselves. And they really did not love their soul lives, even unto death. And I want to learn this mind more and more. And He gives us chances. If we say, Lord, I want to experience a drink offering, I want to pour something out, and something that costs me a price, then the Lord will give us the opportunity to experience it. And this is a wonderful and precious experience in which we can really, experience the Lord, to hate and forsake our soul life. Yeah, I really hate my soul life. Sometimes when I wake up, then I really hate my soul life. And I say to the Lord, I really don't like it. Why is it like this every morning? And then I call to Him. I say, Lord, my soul life has to be put to death now. And I give you this new day and I leave it. I don't want to do my own things. And I consecrate myself to you anew. And this really helps us to accept from the Lord what He gives us, all the trials, all the sufferings. And then we will all be able to reach the goal together. Amen. Psalm 116:15. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. I rejoice when I have overcome something. But for the Lord, it's precious. Every small death that I die and where I deny my soul life, it's precious. I never had this awareness of how precious it is for the Lord. If something is precious, you hide it or you put it somewhere. Yeah, that not everyone can access because it's really precious for you. And every death that we experience is precious for the Lord. Something very special.
Herr, wir danken dir, dass du uns heute Abend
thank you that you have given us a taste of how precious the sufferings are. Write this word deep into our hearts. Yeah, we say amen to the word tonight. Oh Lord, we praise you that you speak such a word to us. And we pray that you would give all of us this mind. Oh Lord, we want your mind and we want to gain your willingness to suffer. Oh Lord, thank you for this word concerning Smyrna. Thank you that it's such a current, up-to-date speaking for us.
Lies noch einen Vers vor aus Römer 8, Vers 18.
Romans 8:18. For I consider, or I am convinced, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us.
Und das sagt einer.
And this is said by someone who has suffered more than any of us. We read the section where Paul lists all the different sufferings he went through. And this brother is the same brother who says that he considers that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's good to have the goal before our eyes, and then it'll be easier for us to accept the trials and sufferings and to suffer for his sake. In Smyrna, it says 10 days. It's actually not that much. He says you will have tribulation 10 days. It's actually really short compared to the coming glory. And the reward is that he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. This is an offer that he gives us, and that he makes. If today we are ready to suffer with and for him for just 10 days, for a short time, then we will not be hurt by the second death. And the reward will really be immense. Revelation 20, verse 6, the second death is mentioned again. Yeah, in which this church in Smyrna will not have to take part in. It says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But, and this is the coming glory, they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. This is the coming glory with which the sufferings of the present time cannot be prepared. Is this not wonderful? 10 days of tribulation for 1,000 years of reigning with Christ. We have to have this vision before our eyes. This was the reward of the overcomers in Smyrna, that they would not be hurt by the second death. They wouldn't have any time of punishment. And when the Lord comes in his kingdom, they will be able to reign with him for 1,000 years. And these are the ones who went through suffering and were perfected by suffering, because in Revelation 20, verse 4, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. Amen. This is the title of the meeting tonight, Suffering for His Sake. And the ones who receive the reward are those who are ready to be faithful even unto death. Praise the Lord. Amen. For their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived. Amen. That's why the Lord presents himself to the church in Smyrna as the one who is dead and came to life. Hallelujah. They lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Oh Lord, let us have this before our eyes. When the sufferings come, they are nothing compared to the coming glory. And even if it goes unto death, the Lord himself was dead, but he came to life. And those who are faithful unto death, they will also live again, and they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And what's even better is that today through all the sufferings we go through can gain Christ abundantly. It's not just clenching and gnashing your teeth and suffering in yourself, but it's the sufferings of Christ. In Philippians, Paul also says he wants to partake of the sufferings of Christ and to have fellowship in the sufferings of Christ. The reward is great, but today there's already reward, and this reward is a deeper experience of Christ. I praise him that this word to the church in Smyrna is so pertinent for us today. And even though these four verses talk about suffering, these four verses are also full of encouragement.
Herr, mach uns alle zu Überwindern.
Lord, make us all overcomers.
Amen. Dass uns kein Leid geschehen wird von dem zweiten Tod.
Yeah, that none of us would be hurt by the second death. Oh Lord, strengthen all the saints in endurance, that we would also experience the fellowship of your sufferings, that we would endure these 10 days of tribulation.
Lord,
perfect us through suffering. Yeah, establish, settle us, perfect us. Lord, we want to come all the way to the goal and be perfected. Lord, perfect the church with us.
Oh, Herr Jesus, wir danken dir deine große Liebe.
Thank you, Lord, for your great love. Thank you that you speak to your church, that we can understand, that we can also, yeah, may your word also dwell within us. Lord, we come forward to you as your people.
Dieses Wort in Apostelgeschichte
14:22, which was mentioned tonight, that we need the encouragement on the one hand to continue in the faith. This is that we need. We have to really exercise ourselves in this, to continue in the faith and to not let go of this. But to also have clarity concerning this, that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. This is true. To the church in Smyrna, he speaks in just four short verses, but in every verse, suffering was involved. And I think each one of us has a certain experience of this. And we need to be armed with this mind to also to go through many tribulations to enter into the kingdom. Sometimes we think, how come so many? Maybe one would be enough. And you then consider, what can I endure? What can I bear? Where are my strengths? Where are my weaknesses? Can I go through all these tribulations? But through the tribulations, he deals with us. He treats us. And we have to go through many tribulations. And it's good that we don't know ahead of time what these tribulations will be. If I had known what would come my way, after becoming Christian, I would have said, no way. But it's really like this. Because we grow through this. We grow through all these experiences, through all our tribulations. Because it's about entering into the kingdom. Not to just experience tribulation, but it's about the entrance into the kingdom. Yeah, it is really healthy to learn from all the tribulations. I think it's good to see. That the Lord defines this time of tribulation as 10 days. He has already set the measure. It won't go any longer than 10 days. And this is important for us to see today. The Lord knows exactly what dose of suffering I need. He knows this measure. It's just like with medicine. He knows exactly how long you need to take this medication to become healthy. And the sufferings that the Lord lets us go through, it's for our release, for our freeing, for our healing. And I really trust the Lord and I thank Him that He has defined the measure and the dosage for each one of us. And my attitude is, the more intense the sufferings are, the shorter the time is for us to be able to be perfected. But sometimes if it is just such small things and they last a long time, then these trials are not so easy because we need endurance over a longer period of time. But the Lord knows exactly which measure we need in order to mature. And be perfected. Amen. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. That's why we have the verse in Romans 5:3 that tribulation produces patience. So all the sufferings really help us gain the endurance. Yeah, tribulation produces perseverance, it says in Romans 5:3.
Oh, have you loved me, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking. Write it into our hearts. Lord, we also want to arm ourselves with this mind, that we want to let you write this into our hearts. Lord, we don't want to fear that which we have to suffer. Even in small things, we want to gain you. We want to look at the joy that is set before us. Amen. The joy that is set before us.
Was sagen, ich möchte auch nicht so viel sagen.
Und sage ich noch was. Ich hatte in den letzten Tagen
last few days I have a lot of things to do and a certain amount of pressure for the preparation of the conference and things related to this, and at one moment I thought, oh, I think it will be a little bit too much for me. And the Lord gave me a verse where He Himself went through sufferings and much more suffering. It has nothing to, it can't even compare to my situation, or my situation can compare to it. But it was the right word, Luke 22. 42, it says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. But then he says, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Amen. And this was such an encouragement in the situation. Okay, it's uncomfortable now. It It's not so easy. It costs a price. I have to pay a price. But he encouraged me not to just run away from the situation to give it up, but that his will and not mine would be done. And this was such an encouragement that in this situation, it's not about whether it's comfortable or not, whether I feel well, but it's about the will of the Father being done. And if the will of the Father is done and it costs me a price, then praise the Lord, then the Lord strengthens us, and then we are willing and ready to pay the price. And this encouraged me. Suffering is not something that comes just by coincidence. It costs us a price to work with him together for his house. But it's not about how I'm doing, but it's about his will being done. And this is such an encouragement to continue to give yourself for the Lord, for the will of the Lord, even if it entails a price, because then the will of the Father can be done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This meeting should actually be a great encouragement for us to learn to experience the Lord as our burnt offering. We've had a lot of fellowship, and we have also exercised ourselves in this to gain burnt meal, peace, sin offerings. But I have to say, in my experience, this drink offering has not yet, haven't really laid hold of this. But in preparing for the conference, it encouraged me also to grow in this aspect, to experience the Lord as a drink offering. As Timo said before, it's to be pour something out. All apostles, all the disciples of the Lord, even poured out their lives for the Lord. And today, maybe we don't have this chance or this opportunity, not yet. We don't know yet what is to come, to pour out our lives for him physically. But there are many little situations that for his church's sake and for the sake of his will, we can also pour something out as a drink offering. And in Numbers 28:29, it shows all the offerings that need to be brought at the feasts. And one is very astonishing. The drink offering is never missing. And I have to confess that the drink offering was never in the forefront for me. I think it's about 27 times or 28 times in these chapters the drink offering is mentioned. It's not missing in any combination of the offerings. And this encouraged me also to gain Christ as my drink offering. Paul also said, I will be poured out as a drink offering. And for us, maybe it's not the physical death. But if we decide to be for the Lord and for his work, to pour out something for the Father's enjoyment and bring it to him as our worship at the feast, then I think our worship will also grow and increase. And I'm encouraged to experience this. And I tell this to the Lord in my prayer. I want to experience Christ as my burnt and drink offering. Praise the Lord for this. Amen. Oh Lord, bring us also into this experience that we would pour out more for our God and Father for his enjoyment. Father, we praise you. Lord, we want to thank you that you teach us that suffering is a central point, an element of our following you. So all those who want to live righteously will suffer persecution. But now you also tell us, do not fear, and we also want to keep this in our hearts. And thank you, you are there in all our sufferings, and you know about all our sufferings. You tell us we are also rich. Thank you, you also prepare us when such situations come that we can take this gift of sufferings because we know that we can gain oil through all of this. Yeah, Lord, we want this to be something we don't avoid, but you have prepared us for this, and we want to praise you even for all the sufferings.
Amen. Danke, Herr. Gib uns diesen, wir ziehen diesen Sinn an.
Amen, Lord. We arm ourselves with this mind. Yeah, arm yourself also with the same mind. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be surprised, but we can be equipped. We can be armed when the things come our way. This is what the Lord also told me these days before the conference. Put on the willingness to suffer because situations will come, and this really helps because then we don't give up right away. But we're already focused on it, and we have the right mind, and then we can go through all the sufferings. Praise the Lord that we can have this mind, and we can put it on as our armor, to have this mind that is willing to suffer for the Lord and his will.
Amen. 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 Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Jetzt wissen wir, welche Medizin wir 10 Tage lang einnehmen müssen.
Now we know which medicine we need to take for 10 days. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think it's good for tonight. I think we should, we can use the time to read the word ourselves. And tomorrow morning, we'll see each other at 10. And we'll have fellowship about the church in Pergamos. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See you tomorrow.
Amen.
Bis morgen. Bis
morgen Abend.
Amen. Amen.
Wie soll ich das aufmachen?